Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, that with our gentle approach and homespun humor has taught, inspired, and entertained millions of people around the country and around the world. Thanks for joining us. That's right.
That's all we need to say.
That's us. That's all you needed to hear. Us and the happy little trees.
Bob Ross.
Bob Ross.
A gentle approach and homespun humor. Are we homespun? I don't think we're very homespun, to be honest.
I don't think we're all that homespun.
We could be if we tried. We know how we come from homespun.
We do. We have our moments.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
Our homespun shows sometimes, but...
Oh, the Bob Ross. And I want to be so happy about this, but I watched the documentary and now I'm just mad.
I haven't watched the documentary or heard.
Oh my God. Anything. You have to watch the Bob Ross documentary.
Oh, really?
It's shocking.
What happened?
I mean, this family like completely took advantage of him and then like stole his name and likeness from his family. And that's, and all of this, crap they're selling is like unlicensed jerk stuff that's none of it's going to his own son.
Well, it's licensed Polly. Because they have the license. So it's
He's,
none of his family's benefiting.
And they like bamboozled him and stuff. Ooh, it is so, you got to watch it. It's shocking. You didn't think you could get mad about Bob
I'm
Ross.
I'm glad. I was a little worried that Bob was the reason you were mad. So I was
worried about that
somewhat
too.
Relieved, not glad, yes. But relieved to hear that.
Agree. No, Bob Ross remains pure.
You know, I wonder if we could put together like a tournament of favorite people of the internet, like Bob Ross and
LeVar Burton.
Alex Trebek. We could form brackets for that.
Right. Because there are those people where you're just like, I never want to hear a bad thing. Don't. And they better be cool.
Also, brackets is my first thing.
Shut up.
Because everybody's doing brackets.
Such a slow burn. I was goofing off on the Bob Ross site. Also, holy crap, are you right?
Yeah. Everything is brackets now. And I blame the NCAA. Because just, you know, for the past, whatever, 40, 50 years, every March, they make people understand brackets and pay attention to brackets.
Mm-hmm. And now everything is a bracket. That is super funny because it is indeed everywhere. The most recent one I saw that was super viral was the like Elon Musk's biggest screw up bracket.
Oh, really?
Hilarious.
Yeah. It's and when we talk about brackets, we're talking about tournament brackets, not just the two keys on your keyboard.
Or like things that hold up.
Yeah. Or things that are keeping your shelf up on the wall. Yeah.
Yeah. We mean the betting kinds.
I mean, those are also things in their of their own. But in this case, we're talking about the, you know, two people face off and one advances or two things. You know, I've seen all kinds of memes around brackets. Brackets are definitely a thing.
Is it? I wonder if it's just like part of generally how we're just embracing all things betting.
It's that, and this is actually part of the embracing all things betting is the competition, right? The wanting to cheer and see advancement and have a thing that you're rooting for advance and win. And then, the gambling plays on that by saying, and then you also win when they win.
Exactly. Plus easy, shareable, graphical, you know. Like it's a picture.
Yeah. Yeah. It's easy to understand.
It's easy to understand. Yeah. Yep.
There's, I've been fascinated with brackets since I was a kid. And the first brackets I ran into were our junior high invitational basketball tournament brackets. But just that idea of like, who's going to end up being the best, you know, like you start with 16 things or whatever amount. And then in the end, there's only one and they face off. And it's, what a great sortie. I don't know why. I don't know what the appeal is. There's something magical about that, though.
I mean, you just said a bracket with 16 things. Like, do we need a thing bracket?
I think maybe next March, thing of the year. Oh, at the end of the year. We'll do it outside of March. Yeah.
Right? At the end of the year. F March. It's too far away.
The thing bracket. Kind of love that.
The end of the year thing bracket.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Make a note. Make a note, team. Don't let us forget this.
So we'll have you all nominate 16 things. Mm-hmm. And then we'll begin the tourney, the thing of the year brackets. Love that.
Oh my God. I'm putting this in the thing of the year bracket for EOY 22. I've just put it in the bullpen just, you know, as a placeholder.
Fantastic.
Because we're still doing a show here instead of planning a show, but those things are always happening at the same time because that's how we roll.
That is how we have always rolled, and we will not stop rolling that way.
That's the homespun part.
we're home rolled. Ambassador Domo put a bagel bracket in the Discord right now. That's exactly the kind of meme that I keep seeing.
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's hysterical. Brackets. Oh, I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Well, hey, while you're working on your bracket, filling out your bracket, you could be chilling at home in your bathrobe.
In my bathrobe.
Which is what you used to, which used to denote that you were like a mom.
Mm-hmm.
But now being a robe guy is apparently a thing. In fact, I found out about this from a friend of mine who said his teenage son is always going around in his bathrobe and then annoying him by sending pictures of him in his bathrobe to be right. I wear a bathrobe now. And I looked up.
That's right. I wear a bathrobe now. Get used to it.
Get used to it. It's a thing.
We're here. We're robed. Get used to it.
And there's a robe guy hashtag on TikTok. There's men's robes as a hashtag.
Now, whenever there's a trend like this, I always entertain the idea of whether I would participate in it, you know, to some extent. Sometimes I find like, oh no, that's right up my alley. This one's not. I don't like being in a robe any longer than I feel like being in a robe is pretty much being undressed. I know, but it's like to me, I would never want to be in a robe in front of anyone except my wife.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's mostly like a around the house thing.
Well, sure, but not. I wouldn't want to be out in my front room and then have to answer the door, or you know.
Got it. You think robes are strictly like a bathroom thing? Yeah, maybe it's like the occasional spa visit.
Sure. Spa visit's a good exception. Yeah.
It is pretty funny. And I don't even know. I mean,
well, I'm looking at people putting themselves in robes on TikTok. I'm like, I would never do that.
Oh, right. Let me be clear. What I'm talking about is TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a whole a men's health, 12 best men's robes in 2023.
But
what I actually think is that the real robe guy trend may be occurring among the teenagers. And that it's the inevitable evolution of them going around in pajama pants all the time.
Sure. That makes perfect sense. Yeah.
And then maybe then they were like, oh, I need a bathrobe. I don't know. But I love the idea of all these teenage boys leveling up their flannel pajama pants with robes.
I am really very much into the flannel pajama pants, and I will go out in the backyard with the dog with the flannel pajama pants. If I have no problem with that. So maybe I just need to evolve. Maybe I need to open myself up to bad way of phrasing
it. Open your robe. Exactly. I mean, if your robe is over your pajama pants with a t-shirt underneath, that's the outfit we're talking about.
Fine. Yeah, that's true. We're not talking about people just robe only.
I don't think it's like a commando robe thing. I think it's like the robe is your jacket.
Mm-hmm,
Instead of your hoodie, you put on your robe.
I still don't love it, though.
Oh, that's hysterical. I have been such a bathrobe mom for two decades, at least. No, in fact, I asked for my freshman year of college. I was like, I just want a fancy bathrobe. And I have been a bathrobe person ever since.
I have a blue terry bathrobe. that I bought in 2000 in the Inner Sunset in San Francisco because I didn't have a bathrobe after I moved.
Oh, that is hilarious. I love that.
23-year-old bathrobe.
Wow. Yeah, no, my college bathrobe finally, when I was like a semi-grown up, my mom was like, ew, you have to get rid of that. I was like, I do?
Why? It works fine.
That's fine. Homespun. She was like, it's filthy. And then so then I had to get a new one, which I did. And I've just been having, at this exact moment, I personally have four separate bathrobes.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. Eileen has a nice, big, you know, soft, what's the material that's like super, super soft, but artificial? she's got one of those, like, and then she has another one. She has like three, I think.
Yeah. But now it's for dudes, robe guys.
Being a robe
teenagers,
guy.
Teenage yeah. boys.
Teenage boys getting in absolutely trouble with it. The RoboCop.
and wearing the look, the RoboCop look.
Yeah, wraparound sunglasses.
Yeah, exactly.
that's my next thing. We actually touched on this when someone wrote in about the snap into a Slim Jim guy glasses.
Mm-hmm.
That has definitely broadened out into wraparound sunglasses. I feel like we go back and forth between aviators and wraparounds, you know,
yeah.
with sunglasses on the spectrum in between, filling the gaps. But we are in a wraparound sunglass era again.
Wow, we really are, as evidenced by Glam.
Mm-hmm. Glam.com has an article up May 4th. Wraparound sunglasses are the futuristic eyewear trend of the summer. Futuristic eyewear trend of the summer.
Of the summer. It's like if you add of the summer,
yeah.
then
yeah.
you know it's serious.
It's a thing. It's definitely a thing if you've done that.
Where you are on robes is where I am on wraparound sunglasses.
Oh, really? Yeah.
What the hell with every one of these photos?
I kind of love like a really tight-fitting, super sleek, aerodynamic wraparound sunglasses. That's not all the ones they're picturing here, by the way.
No. Yeah, the little ones, the like little tiny ones that are with a vintage scarf.
Mm, yeah, yeah. Wear it with a vintage-styled scarf, says glam.com.
What is that? Why is that?
Oh, that's like, I want to be a 60s Princess of Monaco. Yeah.
But did the 60s Princess of Monaco, they were around then? I don't know. They're so small.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. But you're right.
They're definitely a thing.
Clearly. Super duper thing. What are the ones, I can never remember the name of the ones that look like the ones, like, I just imagine that only guys who ride dirt bikes wear them. They're like a little sporty one, and I think Ric Flair would wear them when he wrestled.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the snap into a Slim Jim.
That's the snap into a Slim Jim.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are over. They had a brief resurgence, and now we're on to wraparounds.
Yeah, we went full wraparound after that. Yeah.
Yeah. The way that you could wrap your hands around someone's tiny, tiny waist if they were sufficiently snatched.
Whoa. First, consent before you do that. Second, careful.
I am shocked to discover, like truly genuinely astonished to discover, that we are now using the word snatched
with an ed at the end, everyone,
with an ed at the end, to the more vociferously I say ed, the worse it all gets. But snatched in the past tense, if you will.
Snatched.
Now means, snatched means having a tiny waist.
Because
it doesn't even mean, it's not even terrible. It just means having a tiny waist. And it's because a waist snatcher is what you would call a corset. Because corsets are totally in. And in fact, even one of those wraparound sunglasses pictures, the lady's wearing a corset.
Oh my gosh. Are wraparound sunglasses eye snatchers?
They're eye snatchers. They totally are. But so evidently, and just stay with me because this is actually very innocent,
mm-hmm.
as this word goes, because it has not had an innocent
even
history.
Though we are looking it up on Urban Dictionary, it is innocent.
It is, even on Urban Dictionary, which says, and I quote, snatched waist. A waist snatcher is the modern term for a corset or other compression garment. Girlfriend, I'm going to get that snatched waist and show off my figure eight body in no time.
So you want to get that for the hourglass kind of look. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you, Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. If you wall off every other meaning for the root word from your mind, makes perfect sense.
I'm going to regret this. No, it still means that. Yeah. Minus the ED, apparently.
Yeah.
It still means what it's always meant.
A classic.
But if you make it past tense now, and I'm just like, you kids must not know about the... I don't know. But you'll hear people on...
There is a movie.
You'll see people on TikTok and they'll cinch in their waist and they'll be like, snatched!
Wow.
And I'm always like, ooh! And they just need tiny waist. So wild. What a world.
Tiny, tiny waist.
Yeah, there it is. Look, Ambassador Domo snatched waist in 7 days. There are whole workouts to get a snatched waist. I'm just going to keep enunciating.
You know, sometimes words go the other direction. They lose their prurient meanings. Maybe we're seeing this in progress.
Maybe. Exactly. Yeah. Because once you, if you've solidly put it in the category of just like waistline, like you can't keep calling it that. Okay. Let's move on. Anyway, the thing. And I just want you to know that now when you hear it out in the world and you are tempted to like recoil in horror or, you know, reprimand this young person for speaking that way, they mean tiny way. They mean hourglass figure.
This is the service we provide. Thank you, Molly Wood.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
By the way, Saray backing you up, saying it's been a solid thing for a few years now.
Yeah. So waist snatchers and waist trainers. Totally. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Very nice.
Clearly, plenty of people in the Discord, as evidenced by yikes. What? I'm so old. And the monkey covering its face with its hands emoji have not heard. So,
yeah. And pretty sure I almost avoided ever saying it in our conversation. I apologize to you, Molly, for making you say it every time.
Snatched.
Let's get to your things. Feedback and it's the thing.me. Sheila wrote in and said, look, I always have to shout out Dr. Jen Gunter's book, Menopause Manifesto. Anytime the topic comes up, it's chock full of lots of great info. And yes, as a Gen X woman, we were told we don't have to take it by rock, and we sure as hell aren't.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm going to look it up too. Amazing. I mean, I've seen that book. I'm going to order it. Love it.
And as a Gen X woman, you're going to solidarity with Sheila, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
We're not going to take it.
No.
Charles wrote in with some validation and said, I saw this at Uniqlo in Disney Springs, and it was a photo of a little cute coffee table book called Send Nudes.
Oh, N-O-O-D-S. Sitting on a Simply Japanese book. Hilarious.
How cute is that? I saw a delivery person for a noodle place in the wild with a nudes in a hurry.
Oh, really?
Or something. And I started laughing and I was like, I pointed out to my son, I'm like, that's a thing to say, send nudes. He had the exact same reaction that we just had to snatched.
Really?
Yeah. He was like, nope.
No.
Do not say that.
You can't say that.
Yeah.
Oh, stop I'm being like, so prudish, noodles. Young man. Yeah.
He was like, no.
Yeah, sorry. That train has left the station, young man. You can't stop it.
I'm saying it nonstop.
And then James said, I match your Kirkland slides with some Aldi ones and sent us a picture of a bunch of boxes of Aldi slides.
The Aldi ones are cute, too. They're blue. They're like a sort of a rainbow stripe situation.
Nice.
Love it. God, Aldi really is.
Slides was such a good call.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you think you're like a little late. But I think it might have been right on time.
We're in the thick of it.
Yeah, I didn't make it to Costco this weekend, so I still gotta get over there. And then finally, Joe Hood wrote in, hey, fellow thinksters, quick thing inspired from listening in a thing check for viral food. First, at one point recently, Molly said no notes on someone's thing suggestion, and I realized that phrase is totally a thing. I usually see it written rather than said, but it is all over the place, both in the honest admiration and ironic response to the farce that is current social media. I would like to pause here and say, I've had this in the bullpen, clearly, for too long.
Yeah, that happens because every once in a while. We'll have something in the bullpen, and then the email will come in, and we're like, oh, we shouldn't have sat on it. But that's fine.
I know.
Your email helps us to understand that, so it's good to send it.
is good validation that, in fact, it is a thing for sure. No notes. Second, Joe writes, I think I've spotted a thing in the viral food genre. I'm not sure what to call it, except an upside down pie. Videos of people putting stacking ingredients on parchment paper, covering it with pie crust and baking. Then they flip it when it comes out of the oven and voila, upside down pie. Most of what I've seen has been savory and most have looked delicious. Is this just my algorithm or is it a new viral cooking thing? And then he sent some supporting links because grad school training can't let me draw a conclusion without the research.
Wow,
look at that.
It just turns out as pie when you do it
pretty
way.
Pretty much, yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh. Well, I've seen the one, though, he put this like kitchen link. I have seen this where it's upside down, but it's not pie. It's like a puff pastry kind of crust.
Oh, I see that now too.
So it's even more like,
so it's a hand pie.
Like an upside down shepherd's pie kind of thing.
Interesting.
I want to. Maybe I'll make something like this for dinner.
Definitely making me a little hungry there. We have shout outs on this show to our top level patrons. We love every single patron. But the folks who were able to support us a little more get a little extra shout out. And those shout outs are handcrafted by Rich Struffolino's brain, because there are representations of your hands in your brains. Okay? So don't pick at my metaphor. The shout out this week is based on the Pringles fact answer to who invented Pringles. This is why I don't look at the shout out until I read it, because of the joy I just experienced as the words came out of my mouth.
Exactly. Oh my God. All right. I'll take the top two. You take the bottom two?
Sure. Yeah, that works.
That makes sense. Over the years, hundreds of people have had a hand in making Kevin Sill the delicious patron he is today. But credit for his creation goes to two people, Miranda Janelle and James C. Smith. Benjamin Forrest started working on Laura Abel. By the way, all of these names have a little register mark after them, and that is just beautiful. Benjamin Forrest started working on Laura Abel back in the mid-1950s when he was looking to find an alternative to Joe Hood, who was often greasy, stale, and broken. He spent more than 2 years on Mike Akins and is the person who designed their unique shape, known as a hyperbolic Valor Trux, and the tubular can he is packaged in. Gabrielle Cohen was so proud of her work that when she passed away, she was actually buried in a can of Louis Saint-Amour.
Wow.
Jake Woods built on what Lee Price started, working to improve the taste of Andrew Bradley. He was eventually rewarded for his efforts by being credited as the inventor on the Eric Duncan patent. Morris Jones is credited with being the person to invent the machine that makes A.G. Venturella. Later on in life, he went on to become a science fiction author, publishing more than 30 novels.
Remarkable.
I need to know the real story of Pringles. That's amazing.
I know. I mean, I guess I could see that just regular potato chips get broken in the thing. That's amazing. That is amazing.
The Pringles fact answer to who invented Pringles. Very, very comprehensive answer too.
Very comprehensive. I believe that this is a unique feature in the podcast world. I really do. I don't think anybody else is doing these.
No, custom, no, you're right.
Increasingly absurd shout outs. So thank you for making it possible week after week by supporting us at the shout out level at patreon.com/itsathing or supporting us at any level, because once you're a member, you get our Discord where you can chat with us live during tapings and an ad free RSS feed.
Now you can also support the show in other ways. You just tell people, you know, spread the word, give them a call, say, hey, have you listened? It's a thing. Or you can buy some things through our affiliate links. Look for those at itsathing.me/shop and keep those things coming to our email feedback at itsathing.me.
See you next week.
Bye everybody.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.